God who at sundry times and in diverse manners spoke in the past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these days spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and by whom he made the worlds. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, upholds all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sins, he sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For to which of the angels did he say, "You are my Son, this day I have begotten you"? Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore God, even your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows. And you, Lord, in the beginning laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of your hands. They shall perish, but you remain. And they all shall wax old as a garment, as a vesture shall you fold them up, and they shall be changed, but you are the same, and your years shall not fail. What is man that you are mindful of him, or the son of man that you visit him? You made him a little lower than the angels and crowned him with glory and honor and set him over the works of your hands. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, as he who has built the house has more honor than the house. Moses was faithful in all God's house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which would be said in the future. But Christ as a son over his own house, his house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end. Therefore, he is able to save them to the uttermost who come to God by him, seeing he ever lives to make intercession for them. This he did once when he offered up himself.